Now, despite some fairly big storms wreaking havoc on site, a night before the 16 finalists' short film debuted, Tropfest Australia delivered a standout event. If you haven't been down there, it's this really fun night. Lots of short films, lots of fun. And at the end of the night, Brendan Pinches was the winner. His film Beautiful took out the festival, and we are lucky enough that he joins us on the line now. Brendan, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
So for people who didn't get down to Tropfest, could you give us a rundown of what the film was about?
So it's about an anonymous street artist that has been pasting portraits on the pillars of a prominent bridge in Melbourne. It sort of connects to northern suburbs in Melbourne, and it's an old heritage bridge, so it sort of funnels people into a single lane, and so it's often you're crawling over the bridge, and you have these portraits that are framed by the words "Beautiful" on either side of the bridge, and we follow the artist in the whole process of creating the portraits and her backstory into how she came to paste them up. Yeah.
And where did the inspiration for this come from? Was it just seeing the artworks under the bridge?
Yeah, I had to cross the bridge to and from work every day. And because you're sort of single file and crawling over the bridge, I just started to notice that they were changing over every couple of weeks. And I became more and more curious about the project, tried to look up some information, but there was nothing available. And then eventually decided to paste a letter up on the bridge to the artist, and she came back to me, and we made a film.
Was the decision to keep her anonymous her decision or your decision?
That was her decision, yeah. That was sort of her request pretty early on. Actually, it was conditional on her being anonymous. We wouldn't have filmed otherwise. And initially that was sort of a hesitation for me, but then I quickly realised that it was actually kind of helpful. It helped us frame the story in some respects, yeah.
And traditionally at Tropfest, docos haven't taken it out for a lot of years, so it must have been a really great feeling when you won.
Yeah, it was only that I saw that a couple of documentaries got in as finalists last year, and that sort of gave me the encouragement to even submit it, and yeah, even once it was sort of a finalist, I really had no expectations, because you sort of expect Tropfest, it's more geared towards sort of comedies, I guess, and so there was really no expectations on the night.
And every year Tropfest have a theme that everyone's got to incorporate somehow. This year it was candle. How did you go about incorporating that into the film?
Yeah, so there's a candle. We go into her studio, and there's a candle on her bookshelf at the start of the film, that we show pretty early on, yeah.
Short and sweet, I love it, to the point.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's next for you guys, once you've, I guess, finished riding the wave of this really well-deserved win?
Well, I start film school at the end of this month at the Victorian College of the Arts in Melbourne, and I'm hoping to get a couple of shorts made pretty quickly. I really don't know too many people in the film industry. I mean, Dave, my cinematographer, is just about the only person I know in film, so I'm hoping that through VCA I can start to, and through Tropfest, I can start to sort of engage with some other filmmakers and producers and get some more stuff made, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Brendan. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
That was Brendan Pinches. He's the winner of Tropfest 2019. His film Beautiful took out the honours.